And so what is the buzzword, the Tim and Willie Town Hall meeting today, Will?
Worth 250 points, it's Soul Patrol. It's two words, two buzzwords, Soul Patrol.
Because we're talking to Taylor Hicks later?
Because we're talking to Taylor Hicks this hour. Am I correct about that this hour?
Yes. All right, so you go to your Camel Freak page. And you go to the Tim Willie Town Hall meeting, and you'll have an option there to click different choices. But the one you want to tick is Soul Patrol for 250 freak points.
There you go.
You can use it on all kinds of things. Buy it now stuff, up for grab stuff, including backstage passes, meet and greets, better seats for Taylor Swift, for Keith Urban. We've also got those Toby Keith concert tickets there.
Yeah.
And let's not forget the six different Fantasy Showcases, the Mother's Day, $5,000 Fantasy Showcases. Each one of them, 250 points, gets you an entry for those prizes. So check those out, CamelNation.com. Become a Camel Freak, like all the people who frequently listen to and ride Camel Country 108. We just love you, Tim and Willie fans especially.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm thinking you guys are kind of, you know.
What?
I don't want to say it, but.
What?
You know.
No, say it. Go ahead. No, what are we? Say it.
I'm thinking you're kind of dumb.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
But you're listening.
Yes, you are. 703 Camel Country in the Sanderson Lincoln Mercury Traffic Center. Becky Lynn.
Well, apparently there's this news, weather, and traffic brought to you by Collins Comfort Masters. Is that funny, too?
Oh, no.
Thank you.
They're masters.
I'm Becky Lynn, Camel Country 108.
Right now, $3.99 each. See store for details. Get to AutoZone today.
Tim and Willie in the morning. It's not for everybody, just you. Camel Country 108.
I'm about to tell you very... With that said, here goes. If
all
you
right.
visit...
All right, how about not? Not just yet, little lizard guy.
No.
We had that little problem. Willie, make a note of it again.
Uh-oh.
The little jump over the... You know, the cow jumped over the moon situation with the button switch there.
Uh-huh. Was it the... So who paid for it? The lizard?
No. I don't know. I'm scrambling here while I'm trying to find the song we just skipped over.
That's all right.
Due to the aforementioned situation. Hold on.
Exactly.
Go with an interesting fact or some sort of filler, please.
Some sort of a factoid
regarding
anything in particular. I can just talk about whatever I want to talk about.
The
subject
more I have
mine.
To explain it to you, the less time I have to fix the situation.
Then I'm going to pick my own topic.
Okay,
I'm going with the. I'm going to swine flu.
Okay.
Now listen, I don't know that it's. I know that people have gotten sick. I know that a child has, had a fatal incident there, and where the 23-month-year-old kid died from it.
Mm-hmm.
But I do believe that after hearing this medical expert talk about it, that it's not a panic situation yet. That here's her exact words. There has been an outbreak of awareness.
Okay, good.
Outbreak of awareness.
That's all we need. We got
you.
It back. Yeah.
This is boring.
Grab a hump and hang on. It's Tim and Willie on Camel Country 108.
There we go.
And outbreak of awareness.
You might want to keep a few little note cards, maybe some 3x5s with some interesting facts handy. Because I bet that's not the last time this little button does the little jump through situation.
Next time I'm going with poetry.
Yeah, good idea.
I can.
Camel Country 108.
Tim and Willie.
7:15. Rascal Flatts. Hello.
Is this Tim and Willie?
Yes.
Yo.
Oh, anything you want. Anything you want to play.
All right, sir. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye. 7:60. What are you doing? Working on it.
Yeah.
And what? No, just working on it. Good. All right, keep working.
I wonder if that means that the Jim Beam will actually kill the swine flu.
I don't know. We're just a few minutes away from talking with Taylor Hicks.
You said you had a case of it. case of Jim Beam?
What about last night on American Idol?
Yeah.
He performed. And
yeah, he did.
They welcomed him back with open arms?
Yes, absolutely.
And
past winners always give some sort of, encouragement to the people who are still competing.
Who is left, by the way? Ever since they kicked Scott McIntyre off, I washed my hands and my feet of that show.
Adam Lambert, who is the over the top Mr. Entertainer guy. He's way over the top.
Yeah.
He's still there. This kid, Chris something, is kind of a soulful singer.
Who do you think's going to win it?
Boy. I don't know. That girl, Allison, who's like 16 years old, man. She's pretty wild.
Okay.
She could win it, or this kid. I think his name's Chris. He's just sort of a neat, clean-cut kid. He sings very soulfully.
Okay, speaking of soulfully, Taylor Hicks, obviously, with his band, very much a soul band, has a sax player. And in this new CD he has out, Becky Lynn, in her interesting notes about this, in fact, Becky Lynn, the warm line is ringing, so that might be him.
Yeah, but it is.
She said, interesting note for Willie, the saxophone subtones, as they're called, where you can actually hear the breath from the instrumentalist before he actually plays the next note. Are you aware of this?
I'll demonstrate.
Oh, do you have your sax?
I have my sax here, and I will demonstrate what subtones are.
All right, will you get your sax out so we can impress Taylor Hicks?
Oh, sure. I'm sure he'll be impressed.
All right, we're Tim and Willie. Okay, Mr. Lizard Guy, now you can do it.